I'm on Poland's Baltic coast in a place with quite a past. This was once the free city of Danzig, where the first German shots of World War II were fired. And I've just arrived at the famous gate number 2 of the Gdansk shipyard. It was here, of course, in the early 1980s, that a strike by the Solidarity Trade Union helped trigger events that led to the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe and eventually to a democratic Poland joining the European Union. Shipyard spokeswoman Aldona Dybuk says everything has changed.
I'm very optimistic because we have contracts, we modernized our infrastructure and we diversified our productions and we have the future.
These are the offices of Solidarity on the shipyard. There are photos of protests, old and new, lining the walls, including old iconic images of Lech Wałęsa. I've come to meet one of the current generation of union leaders, Karol Guzikiewicz. And he makes it clear that even with Poland firmly back in the European mainstream, there are plenty of battles still to be fought.
Sure, we're basically happy with the direction Poland's taking right now. In the old days, we were the first people to understand the difference between Poland and the West. But we're still many decades behind what we see elsewhere. That's why there's a big fight with the government about healthcare and the retirement age. We can't afford all these conditions because we're not ready.
Ask Mummy Pig. The green one, yeah, you know that, says Peppa.
Down the road, Pavel has just come home from his job at the shipyard. With his wife Anya, he's reading a bedtime story to their two small children. This is modern Poland. They lived in Scotland for a while, thanks to freedom of movement for workers. They have a nice house and big dreams for the kids. Downstairs in the kitchen, Anya says people are happier, but they get quite stressed about the need for success.
It changed after becoming an EU member. We really try to work much harder than people in the West European countries. We always try to do something better, and everything has to be done for yesterday.
Is it like trying to make up for lost decades?
Yes. We also drive much faster because we're always in the hurry.
I've come down to central Warsaw. The bells are ringing just as they were when I was here on a bright, sunny May the 1st in 2004, the day Poland joined the European Union. There was tangible optimism then, and by and large, it's worked out well. Over the last few years, Poland's been the EU's fastest growing economy. But another fork in the road is approaching, when or whether to join the euro. Jacek Rostowski is Minister of Finance.
Poland is definitely committed to joining the euro. We want to join the euro as soon as it's safe to do so. It's quite clear that the euro was built with fundamental flaws.
As soon as it's safe to do so sounds a bit like an elastic band being stretched out into the distance.
Well, I mean, I think that the sooner that the eurozone deals with its problems, the sooner we'll be ready to join. You never have 100% security, but then, of course, there are also risks in staying outside. It's always a trade-off between pooling some part of one's sovereignty and losing influence through isolation.
A factory on the edge of the city, home to one of Poland's newly successful export industries. Irina Eris sends cosmetics across Europe and beyond. Export Director Victoria Brzozowska says the EU single market has been a huge benefit and joining the euro could be even better, but no need to hurry.
It will avoid some fluctuations in exchange rate, which we can observe right now. But definitely this prospect is slowing down for the moment, and in my opinion it would be not earlier than in 6-7 years. It would be good.
But not yet.
But not yet.
So there is a natural sense of hesitation, and it's something that sceptics pick up on. I've come to the Polish Parliament to talk to Krzysztof Szczerski, who speaks on Europe for the main opposition party, Law and Justice.
The eurozone in 2004 was a completely different eurozone. The yes in the accession treaty is not valid anymore. The Polish people should decide again in a referendum whether they want to join the euro. Because nowadays, eurozone is much more than just a single currency.
It sounds to me like you'd like to be more eurosceptic.
Well, I'm very much against the ideological thinking about European integration. More Europe, more Europe, more Europe. I hate this language. Sometimes I feel more like I'm in the Church of Europe. Polish people are very pro-European, but they are very skeptical towards the Eurozone.
One of Warsaw's top indie bands, Smolik, is playing to a pretty well-to-do nightclub crowd. Videos taken from speeding cars and trains reflect that feeling of a country on the move. They don't want to be left out in a two-speed or multi-speed Europe. But even here, the punters are divided about joining the Euro.
I really think we'll do it. And comparing to my parents, my life is much better and everything is possible.
Not exactly 100%, because then we'll have to be unified according to what Germany is saying, France is saying, so we'll be less and less independent.
Germany looms large in any debate here about Europe, much more so than the UK does. On new motorways, you can drive to Berlin pretty quickly. The German capital is less than 50 miles from the Polish border. Konstanty Gebert of the European Council on Foreign Relations says it all ties in with discussion of the euro.
Our economy is so closely integrated with the German economy and therefore is in fact part of the eurozone, whereas keeping the zloty enables us to buffer the euro crisis. We usually in history got the worst of both worlds, so for once we're getting the best of both.
That can't last forever.
No. If we decide we should join, we should do it fast, because the price of joining will steeply rise.
Well, the government thinks the eurozone is making progress, but there's also talk here of introducing new criteria for joining, rather like Gordon Brown's five economic tests in the UK. So while Britain drifts away from the eurozone, Poland stands hesitating, on the threshold, but still not certain when to jump.